Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shaquita. I need to advise you this call being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hello, how you doing? My name is Heston.
Okay, which one do you want
to
go with
next? Okay, what can I do for you? I tried to fill out an unemployment claim last night. They said I had to call and do it.
What's your social?
416-53-9003.
You said 90?
03, yes ma'am.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Heston Ledlow.
Your date of birth?
2/19/2001.
Your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
And your driving license or Alabama state ID number?
Hold on one second. 952-01810, ain't it? Is that it?
You said it was what now?
Is it 952-01810?
Your driver's license or your Alabama state ID number?
Yeah.
Which one did, what's that is?
The driver's license number, I think.
No, sir, that's not what they have on file.
Hold on one second, I got it right here. It's 952-1810. That's my driver's license number.
Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
Say that one more time.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you serve on F duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade completing school?
I graduated high school.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have option to receive a permanent direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after your approval for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. And we have a checking or savings account.
I'll do direct deposit.
Checking or savings.
Checking.
Who are you banking with?
It's just a cash app.
Okay, we don't do online banking.
Oh, you don't? Then I'll just take the card then.
What's the primary telephone number?
256-889-6508.
256-889-6508.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your zip code?
35650.
Okay, and your mailing address?
334 East Street, Moulton, Alabama.
334 East Street, Moulton, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer one generic questions. Which team nickname is associated with college you attended? Cougars, Mohawks, Rattlers, Scarlet Knights, or none of the above?
Say that again.
Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Cougars. And what month was Captain Ledlow born in? January, June, August, October, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
Hold on, that's my mom. Hold on. I don't know. Let me know your question. August.
Okay, and which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? 17203 County Road 460-460-460. Northeast Brooklyn Road, 321 County Road 214 Lot 2. 544 County Road 168, or
it's
all of
the first
above.
One. County Road 460.
In which of the following counties have you lived or have you ever lived on property? Geneva, Alabama, Lawrence, Alabama, Pickens, Alabama, Tallapoosa, Alabama, or I have never lived in any of these counties?
I live in Lawrence County.
In which of the following states does Randall Ledlow currently live on property? Alabama, Kentucky, Minnesota, Oregon.
Alabama.
Okay, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military? Have you worked for the federal government as civilian last 18 months?
Nope.
Did you serve on active duty military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day work?
I believe in June. Say like June 19th or something.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
What'd you say, ma'am?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I am.
Do you work Do you work for yourself on the business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Say it again.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Commission.
Yes. Are you currently arrested for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security for an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received any money due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
35, 40 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you accept?
15.
And do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employee get your dates returned back to work?
No.
What's your job title?
Labor.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
Say it again.
The name of the company you're filing for?
Progressive Pilot.
You said who now?
Progressive Pilot.
Was it a different name for it?
Shambro and Sons.
Okay.
I was based out of another state instead of Alabama. I think it's Kentucky, to be honest with you, somewhere around there. I forget.
You said your last day was June the what now?
For Progressive.
No, your last day worked.
I worked at Progressive, and I worked at Jack's. Jack's was so June 19th, somewhere around there. Not exactly sure.
What's that work phone number?
256-316-3004.
You said 256.
616-3004.
And what was your employee start date when you first started working there?
Probably November.
What day?
I think it was like November 5th or 6th.
Or last year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Trinity, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any other follow pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why you're no longer working with this company?
They had to lay people off.
And do you elect to have 10% on your weekly benefit check with TEL for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay, your temporary pin for when you file your weekly certification this Sunday is 0301.
Hold on, let me write that down 1 second. You said what?
0301.
0301, and that's for
what? That's your temporary pin for when you file your weekly certification this Sunday.
What about my username?
We don't give our usernames.
Should I already be able to set up an account? Did you hear what I said?
I'm finna ask someone.
Okay. Yes.
All right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of fine pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no? Sick pay, yes or no?
What are you trying to figure out your username for?
Holiday, yes or no?
I can't. I don't know how to log in. I'm trying to log in right now, but I had unemployment when the COVID started in like 2020, and I'm wondering if it's trying to make me get on that same account or whatever. I don't think I have that email no more.
Okay, and what is the reason why you're no longer working? Did they give you a return date to go back to work? Okay, sir. She said you need to log in with Apple, Google, or your Microsoft with your personal info, and then you will use your social and your PIN.
So, since you are a job attached,
the one you gave me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
You soon.
Bye-bye.